7:19-11 is the verse from the calendar today. It's a good one, and it's one that Pastor Kev has been preaching on consistently for the last about 6 to 8 weeks. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. What do? We take that word and we hide it. And in this verse, accompanies the idea when you go into the Hebrew that you frequent the word. You tread daily in the word. You're in the word. You're letting it become a part of you. And where do we hide it? We hide it in our innermost beings, in our hearts. We hide the word in our heart. And for a purpose. Not just to have it, not just for knowledge, but that we might not sin against thee. I like that. That's what keeps us from sin. I don't want to sin. How can I not sin? By being in the Word over and over daily. Amen. And I love the way Eugene Peterson put it in the Message Bible, because he likens the verse to banking. And when you go into the Hebrew, his words check out. So this translation is okay, though it stretches it a little bit. He says, I banked your promises. I banked your promises. What do you do when you get something special? You bank it. You put it in the bank. You're saving it, right? In the vault of my heart, so I won't sin myself bankrupt. I love that. Isn't that? So I won't sin myself bankrupt. I don't want to sin myself bankrupt. Do you? Oh, gosh, I don't. Do you want to go to hell? No, thank you, folks. I don't want to go there. Do you? Do you, Elaine? No way. No way. So we're going to bank his promises in the vault of our heart so that we might not be bankrupt. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it out of the Message together. I banked your promises in the vault of my heart so I won't sin myself bankrupt. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord God, you have made the heavens and you made your words so I could hide it in my heart, so I won't sin against you, so I can just be evermore praising you. Let's praise him this morning. Oh, Lord God.